On behalf of the entire Clinton Fire Department family, I'd like to welcome everyone to this push-in and wedding ceremony today. I want to thank our Mayor Mark Vulich and our City Administrator Matt Brook, all of our City Council members who are here, and the entire community for their support of this new ladder truck. This fine piece of equipment will proudly serve our community for well over 20 years. I'd also like to welcome some special guests, Kelly and Addie Hosette, and happy birthday to Kelly. Kelly's parents, Ken and Shelley Moore. Eric Hosette's parents, Bill and Gail Hosette, which is their anniversary also, so happy anniversary. And Eric's brother, Todd, and his wife, Casey. Going back to January of this year, we were overwhelmed with an event that we hoped we'd never encounter. We'd lost a firefighter, and we set about to properly honor him and his family. We had another firefighter who was fighting for his life in Iowa City, and we used all of our available resources then to support him and his family as well. And Adam is here with us today and 100% back to work, so that's just awesome. We also had the rest. Thank you. We had the rest of our department to take care of. There was a lot of grieving, and we got through that whole time. But amongst all this, we also realized that one of our frontline pieces of apparatus was out of service. It was totaled in the accident. We had to do something. So a big special thanks to our insurance carrier, Julie Bray in particular, who gave us the green light in a very short amount of time to replace the truck that we had to get done. So thank you for that. We'd like to thank everybody involved for getting it completed so quickly. It took us one call to Reliant Fire Equipment, a fire apparatus, who are good friends of ours, and they were here the next day to say, what can we do to make this better? And with the expertise of Chief Atkinson, our city mechanic Joe Swanton, the entire Clinton Fire Department truck committee, who had just finished commissioning a truck right before that, we put the plan into motion right away. We signed the contract February 4th, and we're now dedicating this truck on October 23rd, which is truly remarkable in that it typically takes about 18 months to build a new fire truck. So it was just an amazing turnaround. We'd like to give special thanks to Dustin Schultz and Brett Kruger from Alliant Fire Apparatus, and they're here today. They made this happen. And also the great support from Pierce, who put us right to the front of the schedule. They knew the predicament that we were in. They put us right to the front of the schedule. They just made everything so smooth. They had a representative that was going to be here today, but he had a family emergency and was not able to be here. But I would like him to know, if they hear this later, how thankful we are, and to the entire production team in Appleton. They are second to none. They took pride in this truck from the beginning, and you can see that the pride in their workmanship. This ladder truck is dedicated to the memory of Eric Hosette. Eric loved being a part of the truck committee. His mechanical knowledge helped us in so many phases of the two trucks that he had already helped to design, and many of those recommendations were used on this truck. We felt it only appropriate that we dedicate this new truck to his memory. The truck number 190 was Lieutenant Hosette's badge number. In the front of the truck, you'll see his nickname, Hoss. Everybody that knew him knew his name was Hoss. Even the workers at Pierce were calling the truck the Hoss as it went through the production line. It was pretty cool. Lieutenant Hosette had a love for the fire service, and he also loved old Case tractors. And there's a painting on the bucket of this truck that you're about to see that represents that love. So at this time, I'd like you to turn around, and we're going to unveil that painting. I'm ready. pretty awesome picture. Special thanks, the painting was donated by Reliant Fire Apparatus, and the artist at Pure, Steve Anderson, did an amazing job from the committee's concept of that drawing to the very end, and it took him over 75 hours to do that. So it's just very fitting to Eric's memory. So at this time, I'd like to invite Dustin and Brett from Reliant to say a few words.
Thank you. My name's Brett, and I'm with Reliant Fire Apparatus. About 6 years ago, we had the opportunity to start working with Clinton Fire Department on their fire trucks. We got to know Eric through the truck committee process, through the inspections in Wisconsin, and then also through the trainings once the trucks got back here. Quickly, we learned he was very passionate about being involved and wanting to help. One of the things that we wanted to do was show an honor to Eric by doing a painting on the bucket, so that when this truck is in town or in the station, everyone that knows it and sees it keeps in mind the sacrifices that the fire department makes here to protect the community and the great lengths that they go in order to serve the citizens of Clinton.
So for the fire department, we would like to present a copy of this painting to be hung in the fire station to be remembered, to have a remembrance of Eric at all times, and to represent those that have served before him.
Awesome. Thank you.
We hope this is also something that can be shared. We hope that this is something that can be shared with the community during station tours, public safety events, and other functions to help keep Eric's memory present to the community and teach others about the sacrifices that are made to protect this community. For Eric's family, is Kelly around? Kelly, you want to come on up here, please? We would like to present you with a copy of this painting as well for your personal possession. You're welcome.
Thank you.
If it doesn't replace the picture of the drawing you currently have, I hope it hangs next to it. We hope that this serves as a continual reminder of Eric's passion and willingness to help others beyond himself. Please know that on behalf of the over 2,000 employees at Pierce, as well as all of us from Reliant Fire Apparatus, Eric's legacy and the story has spread further than the city of Clinton and the state of Iowa. And if there is anything your family needs in the future, please don't hesitate to let us know. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you guys, the city of Clinton and the Clinton Fire Department, and we hope the apparatus treats you guys well for many, many years to come. Thank you.
You guys gonna move the truck? So they're gonna move the truck a bit here. I'll talk a little bit about the service. Fire service has many great traditions, and today the Clinton Fire Department would like to utilize that history with the push-in and wedding ceremony. The origin of the push-in and wedding ceremony is reported to be from the time of horse-drawn equipment, which could not be easily backed into the building by horses, so the firefighters had to push the apparatus into the station. The water was then transferred from an old unit into the new apparatus, often leading to spillage, which then required the unit to be wiped down. Today, we simulate this occurrence by wetting down our new ladder truck with the water from the old ladder truck. We will wipe it down as they did in the horse-drawn apparatus day, and then push the truck into the fire station bay. Before we do so, I'd like to ask our mayor to speak, followed by a blessing from our Clinton Fire Department Chaplain, Ron Lott. Mayor Bullich.
Thank you, Chief.
I didn't really prepare anything to say. This is one of those difficult times. I go back to January 5th and think about, as being mayor, this was an event that I never thought would ever occur in Clinton, Iowa, to lose a firefighter in the line of duty. You know, it was an extremely difficult time for this community, but I've been very impressed at how this community has rallied together to support the department and actually everyone here. And to look at the turnout today is actually unbelievable. You know, when you look at the number of people that have come, it shows that this community can rally together in the time of need. And I'm hoping going forward that we continue that pride in our community as we build Clinton and make Clinton even stronger because of this event. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Pastor Lott.
We have to shorten it up. I'm cheating a little because I blessed this truck before I got in the bucket and went up in Appleton because I wanted to make sure it was blessed. But we're going to do it for true this time. Will you join me as I pray over this apparatus and the men and women who will operate it? Father God, we are grateful for a community that supports its first responders, who demonstrate their love not just in words, but in presence. We thank you for that. And we thank you for the memory of Haas. Lord, we loved him then, we still do. And we thank you for this marvelous ladder truck that honors him and honors his memory. And will remind us every day that we use it about the kind of man that he was and the kind of men and women that our fire service are. We pray a blessing, Lord, over this ladder truck, that you would use it in the years ahead to serve this community, to protect structures and lives. We pray that you would bless the men and women who operate it, keep them safe. And as always, we pray at the end of every shift that you'd bring them home to their families. Lord, we place it now in service, asking that you use it and giving you thanks for your goodness. In Christ's name, everybody said,
amen. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Pastor. Well, I think it's time. Once they get it turned around, we're going to wet it down, we're going to wipe it off, and we're going to push it in. So thank you on behalf of all of us for being here. Please join in with this ceremony. It'll be very fun. Thank you.